Welcome to the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, where we pop the champagne to celebrate the unexplored joys and endless adventures that await us in the midlife. Flipping the script on what it means to hit those fabulous 40s, 50s and beyond. Because here, we don't believe in midlife crises, only midlife revolutions. Reminding you that the only thing we're letting go of at midlife is the notion that it's all downhill from here. Nope, we're here to climb higher, dream bigger, and laugh louder. Each week, we'll dive into the myths, share the truths, and unlock the secrets to making the midlife years your best years yet. From rediscovering lost passions to embarking on new adventures, we're covering it all. Expect candid conversations with inspiring guests who've turned their midlife years into their most dynamic chapter yet. We're talking to everyone from entrepreneurs who've launched successful startups from their kitchen tables to adventurers who decided age is just a number when it comes to climbing mountains or sailing the seas. So if you've ever found yourself pondering, is this all there is? Or you're just eager to embrace the richness of midlife with both arms wide open, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's show the world that life doesn't just begin at 20, it begins again at midlife. And remember, in the Life Begins at Midlife podcast, the only rule is to live confidently, love unconditionally, and laugh uncontrollably. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Life Begins at Midlife podcast. Today I've got an amazing guest with me, Kathy Hyde, who's an industrial psychologist, internationally accredited business coach, and an award-winning author. Kathy also used to be my first business coach way back in the day when I first started out in business. So I'm excited to welcome her to have a conversation today with us about life in midlife. So over to you, Kathy. Welcome.
Thanks, Jackie, and hello, listeners. So how Jackie and I sort of connected over the topic for today was to say that midlife is a time, psychologically significant time, when we're asking a lot of questions. And it's not called a midlife crisis for nothing, because we often find ourselves both in business and in life at some crossroads where seismic change is a possibility, hard questions need to be asked, and we're making calls on critical things like, have we invested in the right business? Are we okay with our long-term partnership? Do we have enough money to make it through the rest of life? And so midlife is psychologically massively significant. And part of what I did in my book, piece by piece, was to just note down, how do we navigate that better? And so what Jackie's asked me to do is to share with you three sort of points that have come out of that, which will hopefully speak to where you are. And I am predominantly talking to people who have decided that they're going to build a business and use that as the vehicle to fund life. But the same things are also true for your job, because that funds life. And if you are the spouse of someone who is funding life, I think these things remain true if we're in the middle and making these decisions. So the first thing that I talked about in the book, and that as a psychologist and as a coach to business I come across often, is have you built whatever it is to make it to the finish line? And I've had numbers of business owners say to me, I've got too much month at the end of my money. I'm struggling to sleep at night. I don't have enough customers, and that's made me anxious. I've had business owners talk about, ADHD, anxiety, medication, trying to balance that. And when we look underneath it, it's this fundamental fear that the thing that I'm relying on to get me financially to the finish line is insufficient in one way or another. And that needs to be confronted, and it's a hard place to find oneself. On a personal level, it could be the relationship is not going to take me to the finish line, and some hard decisions then have to be made about that, because as human beings, we're wired to protect ourselves from risk and rejection, and comfort zones are tyrannical. They don't release us easily. So if we're not going to make it financially to the finish line, this is a massive problem, because everything costs money, even being philanthropic. So we've got to fund it somehow. And we can't put our heads in the sand, be the proverbial ostrich. We've got to confront it. So that's the first brave step we have to take. And that's why the crisis often precipitates that, forces us to have a look, because midlife is when we can make some changes. Later, it can often be too late. And if you haven't built to get you to the finish line, and you can see the gap, you've done the sums and you can see the gap. And just to be digress there, to say some people say, well, what sums? And I have enumerated that in the book. So you can sit and work out what is enough, and is it going to be, can my business deliver that, or can my job deliver that, or can our life, our wealth plan deliver that? So I have spelled that out so you can have a look there. So back to point one. If you haven't built to get you to the finish line, that brings us to the second point. And that's, now you've got to confront the brutal facts and do some personal truth telling. And I am constantly surprised when people say to me, no, I really do want to hear the truth. And then they don't. We seldom mean that. You know, we ask people, how do I look today? And we don't expect them to say, crap, you know, red doesn't suit you. We don't expect them to say, fat, you need to go on diet. We always varnish or coat the truth. We soften it. And in so doing, we can delude ourselves quite significantly and very surreptitiously. So confronting brutal facts, speaking truth to ourselves, means really taking ourselves by the scruff of the neck and having a look, allowing people to speak into our circumstances in ways that we don't actually want to hear, right? It's also to resist the temptation to shoot the messenger. And this is where I think health professions are coming into their own, because people don't necessarily surround themselves with truth tellers. And so they pay a professional to help them see what they don't want to see. But it's a very important stage to go through. And it's not a pity party summary of like all the things that are going wrong. It's the truth of what's a problem, what's a symptom, what can I solve, what needs to change, what's got to happen, taking stock. And then that brings us to the third point, which is, and it's an encouragement. However deep you're in it, it's never too late to make a change. And I've had people in tears in front of me. I've had people with circumstances that were heartbreaking. I've had stories from Africa that would give you sleepless nights and bring you to tears. And yet I've seen people overcome. And when you look at any successful bouncing back in life, it always starts from a point of brutal honesty that things are not okay. You look at Alcoholics Anonymous. It works when people admit, I'm an alcoholic. I've copped everything up. I need to make amends and start from ground zero. And so this process of telling yourself the truth, allowing truth to permeate, even hard truth, and then recognizing it's never too late to change, is an important step for anybody to take, especially as a business owner, especially now after COVID. Because it's so easy to sit there and say, so much business has died. It's much harder now than it ever was before to do business. And all of that is true. But the truth, the full truth, is that in every seismic change, a percentage of business has survived and you can be one of them. but it does require you to make change. And we don't like change as human beings. Everything is going to push against it. And so we get to the point where we say, okay, I need to make change. I can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. And so part of what I did in the book, piece by piece, is I said, okay, well, what does that look like on a personal front? And what does it look like if you're a small business owner? So that by the time you finish reading the book, Jackie said to me, she's doing a little sideline to say, I must tell you, it's available on Amazon and Audible. And so if you want me to read it to you, I can. But by the time you finish that book, you should at least get to the point where you're making consistent profitability. But you're going to have to read it, and then you're going to have to put it into action. So those are three pointers that I sort of wrote the book around. And as I've been going around, because you can hear from my accent that I'm not from here, so I'm an outsider. Now, what was that woman called? Outlander. I'm an outlander. I married a local chap, and I've ended up in Croston in Leyland, which has been an interesting experience, a good, interesting experience. And as I've gone around to business owners here talking about the book and engaging with people here about, yes, it's tough now. I'm very aware that there's almost a culture here of not exposing the truth. So people tell the truth to a certain extent, and then everyone keeps quiet about what's really happening. And what seems to be really happening is that people are feeling the pinch. Certainly in businesses, there's not enough money to go around. There's a kind of an economic winter. And people who are running businesses are feeling anxious about it. Not just a midlife thing, it's also a current now thing. And so the last thing that I want to say is, if you are a business owner, if you recognize yourself, cripes, I haven't built to cross the finish line. You're sitting in the season going, I don't have enough customers. I don't have enough money. I'm really good at what I make or do. I'm a great photographer. I'm a great coach. I'm a great accountant. I'm a great floral arranger. I'm a great landscaper. But I don't have a successful business yet because it's not making me enough consistent money. Then the last thing Jackie's asked me to do is to tell you about a seminar that I've been bullied into holding on the 2nd of May in Liverpool, which means you are going to have to travel. You will have to get up early. You are going to have to make a good excuse for why you need to travel that distance. You're going to have to possibly get someone else to take the kids to school that day. But I'm going to be holding a seminar on business building and how to sell to fund it better in these times now. So Jax has promised me that she's going to put the Eventbrite link up. And if that's you, please come. And let's go into the second quarter. Can you believe it? Second quarter of 2024. Better.
Great. Thank you, Kathy, for those words of wisdom. And yeah, I'd like to encourage everybody who's listening to this today to please come along on the 2nd of May. Everything that I've done with Kathy has been amazing. I've been to a couple of her seminars, and they've just been absolutely worth every single minute, every single penny that's been spent. And I'm going. I'll definitely be there. So it would be lovely to see a lot of my listeners there as well. And I'll be putting the information in the show notes, and reach out to me if you've got any questions, and looking forward to seeing you there. Thanks very much for listening.
As we wrap up another episode here at Life Begins at Midlife, we want to take a moment to extend a heartfelt thank you to our sponsor, Jackie Bourne from Purpose Unleashed. Jackie's commitment to empowering individuals on their journey of self-discovery and transformation truly aligns with the spirit of our show. Whether you're navigating the challenges of midlife, seeking clarity on your next steps, or simply looking to live a more fulfilled life, Purpose Unleashed offers the guidance, tools, and support you need to turn your aspirations into reality. For those of you feeling stuck or at a crossroads, remember, it's never too late to redefine your path and embrace the life you've always dreamed of. visit Purpose Unleashed website to discover how you can start your transformative journey today. Let Jackie be your guide to a more vibrant, purpose-driven life. You can find this link to the website in the show notes below. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing your time with us. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to grow, to love, and to make a difference. Until next time, keep striving, keep dreaming, and keep listening.